Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
And welcome to the second hour of our penultimate show for the year. Second last, next Saturday is our final NRL show. I think we might be lobbing on Sunday afternoon, pre-grand final as well. Plenty of excitement ahead. Last night, of course, Storm, they booked their ticket to the grand final. 30-0 winners over the Broncos on the Tyre Power scoreboard. Josh Reynolds is our special guest for the show today. If you've got a question for Josh, we'll get you to call 133353 very, very shortly. But just in the meantime, if you just want to tweet a question, MMMNRL, and we'll get those online and get them to Josh Reynolds very shortly. Right now, though, it's time for this.
What does the fox say?
Foxy. Yeah, Jimmy Fox, give it to me. Yeah, I'm
it's
feeling
you.
It's Fox time. Jimmy Fox.
Josh didn't even know you were
Josh.
That's just what I do. Over to you, Jimmy Fox.
He's gone.
Tone, I want to give a rap to the Melbourne Storm. They're the minor premiers. They're into another grand final, and the recruitment that club is able to do, it's just testament to what a brilliant organisation they are. You look at a young man last night who was outstanding when the game was in the balance. Curtis Scott came up with a huge play for Josh Adokar, the Fox, to go over and score that first try and send the Storm to 8-0. He was a young gun coming through the system. He was always a brilliant junior. He was with the Cronulla Sharks, and Melbourne identified him early. He was a captain of the Australian schoolboys, and they just know how to get deals done. They brought him down to Melbourne. They introduced him to Cameron Smith. He meets Billy Slater. They spend time with him. They explain what their club's about. Comes into their system, and he's clearly on the way to becoming a very, very good player. Then you look at the other bloke I just touched on, the Fox.
Yeah.
Six different clubs. People didn't want him. People didn't rate him. People said he was too small.
Yeah, that bloke was Jason Taylor. Melbourne, remember last year, Jason Taylor?
Yeah, your mate.
Yeah.
People said that he was too small. Yeah. He wasn't going to make it. He's lightning fast. They identify him and they make it work. So
great operation.
But not just that. He's playing tough too. Adokar, I'm not saying that he wasn't a tough player.
Yeah.
Mate, he takes the tough carries. There's not much of him. But even last night, there was a ball that if he held his width, he would have scored that try. He was so eager to get there. And that's what happens, I suppose, in the euphoria of that football. But then he backs it up, and that try locker felt sorry for Darius Boyd. One-on-one there, that's bread and butter for someone like him.
Off the left. When you've got his wheels.
Yeah.
But so, look, I just want to give him a wrap and say congratulations. Another thing that's kicking around at the moment, Tone, involves one of your Red V players, Joel Thompson. So there's all this talk that linking him to Manly, and that possibly, he might be having a bit of a change-up. He's been... Tommy, our producer, just walked in and gave me this a minute ago. Joel's been quite active on social media about it. He said, I'm not 100% sure if I'm leaving. I'll let you guys know when I find out what's happening. I've been bush and only returned to all this. Thank you, everyone, for all the messages. I just want to enjoy my break and not deal with this days of our lives drama. Something else, I'll keep you posted.
Good honesty.
So there is obviously...
he's not 100%, he's about 95%.
Yeah. But it's not just that. The last couple of years, it's been a bit different because there was a deal there a couple of years ago that wasn't across the line, that he might have been going back to Canberra, then that something fell through. Then I think Ricky Stewart, that he was going to go back home there, but then the Dragons came through with the deal. Then even him leaving. Now, I hope he doesn't, because he's been so good for the Dragons, not only on the field, but off the field. He's
absolutely.
Stuff with kids and so on that he does is amazing.
He's come so far.
He's been brilliant. Brilliant
for the
club.
Best luck to Jolly and your family,
too,
mate.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, hard luck. As a half coming up against a back rower, he's tough, mate. He's so tough, but he's got good feet in that, too. So I don't think they should lose him.
He's
a freak, man. Yeah.
He's a hell of a player, and like you said, he's a great role model on and off the field as well, especially all that hard work that he does off the field. And just finally, Wendell, I wanted to bounce a story off you, which Kevvy Walters told me yesterday when we were doing something for Fox League. I found it pretty a very amusing yarn about you when you're a young gun coming through the system. I think you'd only just arrived at the Brisbane Broncos.
93,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, apparently you went up to Mick Hancock and Willie Carn. I think they were the starting wingers at the time.
Yeah, they were the premiership
and
wingers.
And you said, hello, boys, how are you going? Wendell Saylor, pleased to meet you. Which one of you blokes is going to be playing reserve grade next year?
Nah.
Is that true?
Nah.
Good story.
Like, Kevin Wilders has hitched me up there, but I've got to say, yeah, there was close to a story. Like, Paul McGregor was... So when I went to the Steelers and trolled, my parents paid for me to troll there, I got to meet Brett Rodwell and Paul McGregor. So, and when I met them, and I played a bit of centre and fullback, and when Neil Love introduced me to Paul McGregor and that, and I said to Mary, I said, oh, so which one of you guys are going to be playing on the wing next year? Because I'll be playing in the centres. So that was in 92. And then when I got to the Broncos, I got a start there, and they had 2 and 5, obviously, premiership wingers. So on my brand new BMW, I've got 2 BMW 5 on my car. So, yeah. So I was a bit cocky, I must admit. And then, obviously, the next year I was playing for the Kangaroos. So, obviously, I had a bit of talent. At 20.
I reckon you did say that to Mick Hancock.
I'm not that cocky to say that to someone like Mick Hancock. Willie Carn was one of my mentors. He taught me a lot on and off the field, so it was good.
Why don't we have a little peek forward into tonight's game? That's next, the Roosters and the Cowboys. Saturday Triple M NRL. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Remember, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Download the Triple M NRL app and do it now. All right, tonight's game at Allianz Stadium. It was, 28,000 was full last night at Amy Park.
Oh,
looked
yeah.
Terrific.
28,800, Tony. Yeah, it was terrific.
Let's hope they can get 30,000 there tonight at Allianz Stadium for the Roosters taking on the Cowboys. It should be a great game before you. The Cowboys have been the surprise packet of this final series. Dropped into the eight when Josh Reynolds' team beat the Dragons. Mm. The Dragons would have got in seven. So every win for the Cowboys is in some way a small victory for St. George Illawarra, is how
Eddie
I like to look
at it. How do you work that out?
Well, because if they hadn't stood aside to allow the Cowboys into the eight, we wouldn't be talking about them.
Well, I actually said that. I said, not that actually, but I said, look, if you wanted the team to make the finals, mm-hmm. it should have been, I'm an ex-Dragon, it would have been the Cowboys because they were playing tough and they were in there, but they just weren't closing games out. But Michael Morgan's gone to a new level.
He's been brilliant, obviously, hasn't he?
Tamalolo's been good, but yeah.
Tamalolo's been great, and Matt Scott has been named. Now, he won't play.
Has he been named in the 19?
No, on an extended bench.
Okay, so...
Jonathan Thurston yesterday said that if somebody in the warm-up was to get hurt, then, you might see Matt Scott run
so
out.
He is in the 19? Because they he's take on the 21 from 19.
He's warming up.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not in?
Okay, so he's in the 19.
Wow.
That was according to Jonathan Thurston yesterday.
No way you couldn't play him, mate. I know he's good, but, geez, just coming up against, Takiaho, those guys are really hard guys. Napa will be on a mission. I can't wait to watch Napa unleash tonight. I reckon Napa is probably the only guy who could probably stop Tamalolo. I mean,
but Jared Weir Hargraves has already said, he's done the old, I'm going to go at you.
You have to.
Do you have to say that?
You have to try and rattle him because he's been getting in his own way, Tamalolo. So, and I love the way that he replied too. Mate, no one's really gone or talked it up and that.
Mm.
And we all know, if you talk it up, you've got to back it up. And Jared, he's been good at doing that. But he's put pressure on himself. And I reckon he knows the maturity of him. He knows that because the last two prelims, they've fallen, he's got to take a bit of that pressure. That's the maturity of Jared, I reckon.
I can't wait for the fireworks between the forward packs. Oh. Jared's talked it up. Dylan Napa is obviously got that little bit of X factor and edge about the way that he plays his footy. And then up against Jason Tormalolo, the Cowboys pack's underrated. They got a damn
of course,
good pack. They're hard workers. They'll have a red hot crack.
Mate, I looked at Scott Bolton and he just seems like... He's that bloke where you just don't know how he just keeps going, but he finds those meters and he finds that, on the back of what they used to have. And I just looked at him and thought, they're not going to go anywhere. They can't, make a dent in these finals. And he just keeps, aiming up.
I think it must help having all the focus on Tamalolo just to allow these other guys to get on and do their job. I think because you're never talking about these other guys. And the fact every week it's about how do they stop Tamalolo. So those guys come out, the other packs come out. Parramatta did it last week. Yeah. It was all Nathan Brown and that called him out. And Tamalolo just comes out. There's so much focus on what he's doing. The other guys are just sort of given free reign and they're reveling.
I love that about the Cowboys, eh? Like their pack. They did, like Hargraves, they're coming out and good on them.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys, they just, obviously because they're away and then you don't hear much. But like guys like Ethan Lowe, massive play last week. You noticed it.
Yep.
Will Smith, the runaway try,
yes.
All the way down the sideline. Ethan Lowe chased him, mate. Missed the kick, 10-0 instead of 12. It's a massive thing.
Yep.
And that's why they're winning games, the Cowboys, I reckon. Just those little things. Yep. Not everyone notices, but if they do things like that tonight.
Yeah, but even Morgan taking him on there. Morgan, he's built like a back row. He's fast. But even when he chased Sammy, mate, 9 times out of 10, we've seen him make those tackles. But Sammy, mate, no one's going to stop Sammy there. But to even make that effort, and he got a hand on him, and mate, but you need to get more of a hand on Sammy, you know.
That John Asiata is an underrated forward as well. Skillful. He's really underrated. Plays tough. And that try that he scored last week was spot on.
But so even Morgan.
It's going to be a hell of a game.
It's that kick. See, I think now, you can't just, we said it last night, Gerdsey, you can't just put the drop punt up there like, you know, for back three. You've got to get that ball to swing and move a little bit. You know, Lachlan Coombe, we've seen, you know, those plays. You've got to do that. And then when he chased that ball, you know, Will Smith had bounced, and then Asiata, mate, you know, 105 kilos, whatever.
You gain certain things. I mean, the sides with momentum and confidence at this time of year are really hard to beat, no matter, you know, what their side looks like. I think you can focus sometimes. It's easy in the finals, and I think we've all been guilty of it. I know I have in the last couple of weeks when I've been looking at the games that, you know, the Cowboys have been in and looking at paper saying, oh, look who they're missing and look who they're playing. And it takes away some of the thought about the momentum and the reality of the situation where they've got plenty of all of that at the moment, don't they, the Cowboys? I mean, they seem to be a really tight group, and what they've been able to build over the last couple of weeks with their wins, and they were battle-hardened coming into the finals. They had some really tough encounters. They were sort of coming up against the Sharks, the Panthers, the Storms, the Broncos. And even though they didn't win those games, it put them in a really good place. Yep. For now that they've won the games, they've been playing that style of football for a while, and there's so much belief in the group. I think it's hard to take all that into consideration when you see their side. I don't know. There's no way that they're going to get walked over tonight.
And they're getting that classic thing, aren't they? The hit and run kind of thing. They've come to Sydney, they win a game, they fly back, they get the rock star welcome at the airport each week, building. It has, you're exactly right. There is this real momentum about what they're doing. Then, you know, everybody said, oh, the Roosters have got to start well this evening. Trouble is, they start well, then they kind of go missing in those middle patches. They're always letting a team back in. So if they do that again with the Cowboys, there's danger, surely.
I think a person who's going to really depict the Cowboys tonight is Lachlan Coote. You watch, he takes a lot of pressure off Morgan, because Morgan's not, his best asset isn't his kicking game.
Yep.
And then Lachlan Coote can just come down that left side, and he puts the grubs in the corner. He's got a sweet kicking game, left footer, obviously got a great shoe in that. And then they do kick pressure on him, and Granville will have a kick. So I think if he's in the game, he's a tough player too. You know, he's always in the mix of it. But if he's smart and in the game, I think the Cowboys are a big chance.
Yeah, and on the opposite side, look, yeah, you know, everyone is a bit hard on Mitchell Pearce now, but he's been a good forward for Luke Keary. I knew Luke Keary was a good player even when they won the grand final, the Bunnies.
Yep.
But when he's come over and he's just aimed up, he's been the buy of the year, no doubt.
Been bowl ridden though, hasn't he, with food poisoning this week? So I don't know how he's going to go. I don't think he turned up for training yesterday. Was his only training run of the week for Luke Keary.
He just, you know, Sam Burgess told me a couple of years ago, he's just that, you know, that little confident little bloke in the dressing room that no matter how big you are, he'll just give you cheek. But even when you're doing contact, he's happy to, you know, let the 110 kilo bloke run on him. And you should know what that's like. Josh, you're a bit like that yourself, you know. And he loves the confidence in him. And just to walk into that Roosters team and take it on like that with Mitchell Pearce. And I'm glad that Mitchell hasn't sort of overthought his game and was going, oh, Mitchell Pearce has got to stand up. No, Mitchell Pearce just needs to compliment Luke Keary, which what he's doing at the moment. Mm.
Is there that pressure on the Roosters? There is that expectation. They should win this game. They're expected to win this game. They're playing the team, as we said, that's eighth. Does that have its own inbuilt pressure?
Yeah, I think it does. They've had the week off as well. I think that really came to the fore last night in the second half for the Melbourne Storm, the fact that they had that week off and they had that rest. But the Melbourne Storm,
in a positive way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think the Melbourne Storm went in with a fair bit more of momentum than the Roosters. The Roosters, look, they've won three of their last four. But, you know, don't forget they won in the dying moments of that game 2 weeks ago against the Broncos after they did exactly what you said, Tony. They came out, they started well, then they went to sleep, and then they were able to wrestle back the game right at the death. And then the week before, I think it was the Titans, they did the same thing. They weren't right in the game, and it wasn't back till the sort of the Melbourne game where they went down to Melbourne and almost got the result down there that was kind of more like an 80-minute performance. But again, they just couldn't get the result. Then they had a pretty good go against the Sharks over there at Shark Park, where they played well, they defended really well, but their attack was poor. Look, statistically, you know, they're completion rates are one of the lowest. Well, they are. They're the lowest in the competition. So they rely on other things. The thing is, against the Cowboys, the way that they've been playing, you need to go out and get all those little things right, like you do against the Melbourne Storm. And that's going to be the biggest test tonight for the Roosters.
A caller has asked us if Thurston a chance to come back if the Cowboys make the grand final. Well, having spoken to him yesterday, there that's not going to happen. I think even on the Today Show during the week, Carl Stefanovic had put it that that was going to happen, and JT made a quick appearance and said he's dreaming.
Is that right? Even on the Footy Show too, I think same thing.
He had a shoulder reconstruction.
I've had two,
and how far into his rehab would he be about?
No, it was Origin two.
You lose all your muscle.
That's what he said.
Like there's no possible way he can play.
All right, just quickly around the room, who wins? Ryan Girdler.
I'm going to go the Cowboys.
Woohoo! Ooh, okay. Yeah,
I think the Roosters might be just a bit too classy, mate.
Hoops.
Yeah, I'm saying the Roosters just.
Okay. Oh, I think the Roosters will get the job done tonight.
All right, Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL with Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle! Triple M rocks the footy.
We're going to get to those questions for Josh Reynolds very shortly. Plenty to come. I should have mentioned, remiss of me, as we previewed the Roosters versus Cowboys game, that we did that thanks to our friends at Iveco Trucks. Right now, though, it is time for this.
On Triple M NRL, the best of the best.
Yes, Josh Reynolds is with us and he's keen to do this. Basically, Josh, each week, we just find, we go nut it around, see who likes best in certain categories. What we thought we'd do this week, given we were talking about Jared Warrior Hargreaves and the idea of running very, very, very fast into an opponent on the footy field, is the best hitmen. Who are the best of the best hitmen? Who is going to lead me off? Is it going to be you, Wendell Saylor?
Yeah, look, mate, I used to love taking a tough carry.
Of course you did.
Even for a winger. Mm-hmm. I've got to say, as a young bloke, mate, playing at Brookvale, I ended up on the end of David Gillespie's shoulder a few times. And
cement.
I got smashed a few times by him. And then even when I was getting smashed, I was trying to mouth off. And he just said, shut up, mate, you've just been smashed. So that's one. And then Owen Cunningham came in and let me have a little bit too. The next one I'd say was Solomon Amano.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, he cut Stephen off in half one day. But whenever I ran near him, he's trying to use a left foot. So, and then Marco Mealy. Let me tell you, Ogre. ANZ Stadium, Mount Gravatt. Every now and then we'd be lucky enough to get a few balls in gold and carry it out. They had those big 4X posts and someone put the ball in there and I'd pick the ball up and all I saw was 105 metres of clear, like straight. And I'm thinking, I'm going coast to coast. As soon as I came out, took one step, he's hit me, he's buckled me, I've propelled to the back line, I've just started spewing. I said, I said to the trainer, I wanted to stay and I said, he said, what's wrong? I said, mate, I can't feel my ribs. Get me off. And Ogre reminded me last week about it, and it was one of the biggest hits. He got me at the right time because I was sort of just into stride, and he's hit me. I hope they never find that footage because I was very sick. And there wasn't much talk.
He's a man, isn't he, in State of Origin, would shave his head and then rub Denka Rub into it before he played?
Yes, yes. And I've got to give a special mention. Yeah, special mention to Ruben Wickie. Ruben Wickie was hard as nails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, who's...
Oh, you've just taken one of mine.
One of the great characters off the
field. Going last, isn't he?
One of the great
Ruben,
characters.
Gone.
I'm going to go... I remember that 2002 grand final, and Richard Villasani was a real hard man at the time, and he whacked Freddie, and Adrian Morley went berserk. So I'm going Adrian Morley.
Yep.
He was just one of those old school English enforcers.
Yes, he liked to hit above the shoulders a lot.
What was his name again? What was his nickname again?
You wanted
the Gorilla.
Yeah. You wanted him in your team.
Yeah, Villa the Gorilla.
Villa the Gorilla. What, you called me a gorilla?
Yeah. Mate, I'm also going to go one of Wendell's old teammates, Trevor the Axe Gilmeister. Punched above his weight. Hell of a player and obviously great defender. And then another one of Wendell's teammates as well, Gordon Tallis.
Oh, big Gordy,
Big Gordy, the Raging Bull. When he was on, the whites were rolling around and the eyes were going all over the place. And
beautiful.
You wanted him in your team.
Yeah.
Josh Reynolds.
And I got Nigel Plum first.
Oh, Nigel Plum.
Yeah, he could really do like a good old fashioned hit too, you know. A shoulder charge. I played maybe once or twice before he retired and didn't want to go anywhere near him.
He was amazing. Yeah. He used to basically turn up the day before to start getting all the tape
strapped.
Strapped
that photo. That was unbelievable.
Petro was doing the same thing by the end of his career.
Who else you got?
I got Stevie Maddie.
Yeah.
I copped a couple off him, mate. He hated me too. Well, we had a couple of little, because with the Manly and the Des thing, we always had a little bit, and mate, like, yeah,
because they were up and in defence too, and I was always just watching from the side, just making sure he wasn't coming hard.
He's actually a nice bloke too. He is, yeah.
I got told that, but yeah, he didn't like me on the field. Not many do. And finally, a blast from the past, Joel Romolo.
I'm not sure if you remember him.
Because I used to love Roosters back in the day, and I never really seen Minicello ever get smashed. He's one of those blokes like a pinball, yeah. You know, bang, yeah. Bang. Twice in one game, Rom's got him, like, mate. I've never seen it. He's unbelievable. He's so short, and he just used to whack. That trainer, mate, used to walk around, he'd go up to the big boys, and think, yeah, well, you want, bro? I'll cull after, you know? Yeah. He was good, mate. He was good.
Three very good ones. Okay, Ryan Girdle. Yeah. Just quickly on one of mine was Ruben Wicker. I remember one day, it was like the early 90s, and you used to get nervous, obviously, when you're a 75-kilo centre going down to Mark Malmeninga in Canberra. Oh. And I remember... I heard on the way down there that Mal was out. I was so happy. He's been replaced by Ruben Wickie. And I didn't know who Ruben was because he was just coming up and through, and gee, I found out. I found out that afternoon, next time I was hoping Mal played, you know. He was brutal, Ruse. But I'm going to go with Manu Vatavai.
Yeah.
Some of the shots he pulls off coming in off the wing on those unassuming fullbacks there, on those lead run plays. He does some damage. Sonny Bill Williams could hit.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he did the famous shoulder charge when that was all gone.
Yep. And another guy was a Bronco that used to always try and stay out of his way, Peter Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Rhino. Wow.
Yeah, every time he'd hit you, he was just all sort of elbows and knees, that guy. He was one of those big sort of country Queensland guys. Yeah.
Like Terry Randall.
You were just winded. Every time he'd come near you, he'd just end up winded and with bruises, you know.
They brought him back in, didn't they, of course, for the tackling of the Broncos this year when they were doing it. I love it. A great category. There you go. The best of the best NRL hitman. We're going to get questions for Josh Reynolds next on Saturday Triple M NRL for Bryden's Lawyers.
A minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, my.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Wendell Saylor, James Hooper, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires. Our special guest is Josh Reynolds. Plenty to get through. Wendell Saylor will be heading off too. Now, you're going to go to Allianz Stadium a little early because Tristan is playing in the 20s.
Yeah, the Dragons are playing Manly, so... they finished third, obviously, and then Manly finished eighth. But, yeah, so big day for him. So I think the wife and daughter are going to be there and the girlfriend. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. Thanks to Buzzard for letting me go. So, yeah, I'll put in a good 15, 20 minutes here, boys. I'll really lift.
Okay, it's all about you. But this section is all about Josh Reynolds. 133353 if you've got a question. But I've got the ones here who, of course, have been tweeted in. Those are the questions we're going to go with. If you want to add one, 133353, give us a call right now. All right, Josh, this question comes from a Josh as well. Who are you most excited to be playing with at the Tigers?
Most excited to play with? Obviously, I'm going to... I assume if I get the spot, I'll be partnering Luke Brooks in the halves. And I just feel with Mitch Moses leaving, I feel now he can take control of the team. I feel between them two, they were both probably fighting for that's not a bad thing. You know, they were both probably fighting to be the number one of the team. And with the way I play, you know, I like the half to take control, and then I can just, you know, just try and do my thing, do my best, because I'm not the best at game manager, mate. I'll admit that. But when I've got a good half there who can take control, that's when I feel like I'm at my best. So I think he's ready to go to a new level. You know, I sort of had a couple of words to him, and I'm not coming in there. Doesn't matter like how much I've played or what age I'm. I'm not coming in there to take over or nothing. I'm just going to come there and do my part. And I think he's a very skillful player, right?
Like, he's 100%. You know? We've known for years. Yeah.
And then there's been massive raps on him, like as young. I think at the start of his career, Joey like wrapped him up a fair bit, and there was always that little bit of pressure on him. But I think he's ready to take his game to a new level. And he's a great bloke too. You know, talking to a couple of people around the Tigers and that, he's willing, like, he wants to learn and take his game to another level. So.
And you were kind of you know, play one side of the field, 5'8", or wherever.
Well, mate, at the Dogs, I was. Yeah, there's. Done the split halves thing, but I'm not too sure yet. From watching the Tigers, I think their halves do link up, so it'll be something new for me. But I'm excited.
It's what the Roosters doing?
It's hard. Like, you look at Luke Keary, mate. He's unbelievable at the back of those Mitchell Pearce space when he digs in the line. And
it's just great to see them playing both sides of the field and having the creativity and the license to play how they want, what they see in front of them.
100%, mate.
Alan has asked you, Josh Reynolds, how do you deal with social media backlash? Does it affect you?
Yeah, mate. It's it's one of those things. It's at the start of my career, I used to struggle with it because, you know, you'd be lying if you said you don't worry about what people say. Yep. But you have to definitely have a bit of thick skin, and that's fine, you know. It's I'm up for anyone, you know, having their opinion on me. I just hate it sometimes when they have a go at you about the person you are. Yep. Because, you know, say what you want to say about me, footy. Like, you know, like it's... I'm going to have good games, I'm going to have bad games, and have your opinion. But just when they have a go at you about, you know, the kind of person you are or what you do off the field or whatever, because I know I try and do my best off the field to be the best person I can, and with, you know, whether you like me or not, just don't have a go on me. But I think with the social media, I think you just can't read either. You can't read the good, you can't read it. That's my advice to young guys, mate, honestly, because it can be the undoing of you.
But even young female athletes as well, too, because I know, you know, through the Olympics and that, they've said the same thing, you know. It's so powerful, isn't it? It's
yeah. Effective. But then again, too, you know, it really is good for, you know, the other side, you know, like your sponsorships and things like that.
Charities,
because that's
it.
Yeah, yeah, it is, mate.
You can absolutely make it work for you. But said you at the moment, you don't read it. You just don't read the comments.
Yeah, I try my best not to, mate. But then again, like you said, like today, like I'll come on the show and then people write nice stuff and you don't want to not see that stuff. But there's a line, you know. You just gotta be very careful.
All right. Maybe this kind of harks back to what we did a moment ago with the best of the best. But Mick asks, who's the toughest player you've played against?
Geez, that's a good question.
Yeah, nobody's springing to mind. That's good.
Oh, everyone. I'm that skinny. It's tough every week, mate. No, like, what do I come up against? Like someone like a Joel Thompson, like an edge back rower. Yes. That's just, mate, they're just coming all day. You know, and it's weird, like, you know, there's probably like we talk about Tau Malala and that, but I don't have to tackle them a lot of the time because it's a lot around the middle, you know, and I hide as much as I can. So, no, but, you know, someone like that, probably Joel Thompson, man, because we always have like battles too. Like, yeah. It's good in a good way, you know, but yeah.
All right, and finally, Sarah, who did you like more as a player, Wendell or Gerds?
You can't put me on the spot there, mate. That's a fake question.
Yeah. Just go Gerds, mate. Everyone loves Gerds.
I go both.
Yeah, you can go both. But it was Freddie, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah
you back Freddie. In the day, yeah. He's the king, mate, for me. Yeah,
but growing up as a kid. Actually, can I ask this? Would you like the same coach you said, Wales?
Yeah, mate, I think he'd be good. Yeah. I think...
Have you had him with the City side?
Yeah.
Yeah,
how was he? Oh, you know, Freddie, mate, he's just different. And I love that, but, yeah. You know, like, he's well, compared to what I had, like, with Dez, like, he's just, and that was good, and then I'd go down to City Camp and go, hurry up. Yeah. What's going on here, you know? But, no, but, like, it's good. Like, he's a real people person. Like, he is, you know? Like, like we said before, like, with Wayne Bennett and that, he gets his players. I think Freddie's like that. I think he treats every player sort of different.
One thing I reckon's underestimated with Freddie a bit, Josh, is his football intelligence.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant analyst. The success that he's had with some of those City sides, you look at them on paper, the country team is always better, and people go, oh, yeah, but it's only City country. Well, no, it's a game of footy, and they're elite players, and there's times where he's come up with specific game plans that have been brilliant. I think he'd do a fantastic job for the Blues, and I just hope that they hurry up and make the announcement sooner rather than later.
The board has met and they've decided it's not going to be, they're going to stick with the idea that it's not a current coach who will do it. So that Freddie is certainly now in the frame. Maybe Desi, although Ray Dibb is on that board.
It won't be after the way that he's departed the Dogs and the way that he and Ray are off at the moment. It definitely won't be Dibb.
All right, we might get into some Dell. I want to find from you guys who you think will be the coach of the year. We'll get the next plenty ahead. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Thanks to our mates at Brydon's Lawyers, who are protecting your future for free legal advice. Just ask the question at askbrydons.com.au. That's a bit of cold chisel for you. On a Saturday afternoon, that is Saturday night. Of course, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Download the Triple M NRL app. Do it now. Your Saturday night should be filled with the sounds of Triple M calling that game. It's warm. The Roosters and the Cowboys. A little bit Townsville weather in Sydney today.
Yeah. We haven't been outside for a while. Is it as hot as they predicted?
Yes.
Yeah,
it is. It's supposed to be 33 degrees, 32 around towards the eastern.
What's
service.
Wendell laughing at over there?
I don't know. Why isn't Wendell at a microphone? What are you watching?
What's he saying? What are you doing?
just what is going on, big man?
Over there.
Well, I was standing there, and then Brad McNamara, the man who runs
the whole job,
he was written the paper, and I just he's been nicest to me, and it's a bit like you know, a bit like Laurie Daly and Phil Gould was sort of there, and you sort of went inside
the chair, the chair too few.
Yeah, and lock the keyboard guy, whatever Locke does. What's your job, the DJ man? Yeah, panel operator. He was looking at me, and I was laughing. So.
DJ guy. Does look like
no, that's all right. It's all good. And plus, you know, sometimes you can have too much, Del. When you got like a star like Josh Reynolds in here, mm-hmm. it's good to let a young star come through because everyone knows what I can do.
Yeah, that's true. Even when Josh isn't here, you can have too much Del. We're not going to have enough Del in the next hour, though. I know you are going off to see those Dragons play in the 20s. It would be great if they can get through over Manly. And
then Buzz will be able to read the paper again.
Exactly. He's taking a lot of interest in what we're talking about, isn't he? Let's talk about, we're talking about Freddie Fittler as a possibility and maybe a probability of coaching the New South Wales next year. That decision, we hope, is made sooner rather than later. What about the coaches who are carrying the clipboards for the clubs this year? There will be a Dally M Coach of the Year named at that ceremony next Wednesday evening. At the moment, you'd think, and again, JT was talking yesterday, if the judging had gone through into the finals, gee, Paul Green's name would be very, very high on that list. Probably not, because the back end of the season that they did struggle a little bit. Who do you like, though? I mean, there's some great one. Trent Robinson is obviously up there. Craig Bellamy, his name just keeps being put forward. Hoops, who do you like?
Tone, in fairness, I think you could give it to Craig Bellamy, Trent Robinson, or Paul Green, and you wouldn't get an argument out of anybody. Bellyache and the Melbourne Storm have only lost 4 games all season. 2 of those were during the State of Origin period. Robbo's taken a side that finished 15th last year, got them into second and got them 80 minutes away from a grand final. And Paul Green, without his best 2 players for the majority of the season, has got his team 80 minutes from a grand final. So they've all had fantastic seasons, and I think any of them would be a fitting winner.
And the same with the same reckoning with Paul Green. The problem with the voting finishing there, Brad Arthur would have to be high in the discussions because he's gone and taken his team into the top 4 after what had gone on last year. So surely he's in the conversation, Del.
Yeah, Brad Arthur certainly is. And, you know, even last year when they just kept playing, they knew they weren't going to be playing finals, he instilled a culture at Parramatta Reels, and obviously they fell short last week. But yeah, look, he's certainly thereabouts. I think, you know, I think it's got to be Craig Bellamy. If you're going up to round 26, Craig Bellamy, Melbourne and Daylight. But I thought if it's going up to now, I think Paul Green without Thurston and Scott, just to see what their team's done. And they're not going to blow teams away. Even I think they won by 6 or 8 points last week and probably flattered Parramatta last week. I think they were 12, 14 point better side. It has to be Craig Bellamy.
I think if you take your 2 best players out of any team, you're going to struggle. And look at the exact example is the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, when Thurston went down and when Scott went down, like the players in the team, you'd probably go far ahead. How hard is this going to be?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Paul Green's got to have something to do with getting them up every week. Because it's a massive ask, mate. From a player that plays against the Cowboys, looking at him, like I wouldn't have thought. There's no way they could get this far without them two.
They're going to be a better team for it next year too. You would think when those guys come back and you add McLean,
What a force they're going to be next year. Jordan McLean, Matt Scott, JT.
Yeah, imagine get on them now to go back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Imagine that. Hey, be good odds. What about Wayne Bennett? He got knocked out last night, but his performance this year to get that Brisbane Broncos side into the top 4 was a pretty good effort as well.
Yeah, but I think the Broncos, they've always got a squad good enough to be sort of on the fringe of top 4, top 5. So no, not for Wayne Bennett, even though, look, I love him and he's still my dad.
You just put the red pen through him.
Yeah, that's it. But
he made the top 4.
Yeah, I know, but there's other coaches who have done a better job, I think. So, yeah, I sound a bit like Gordon Tallis now.
He's still your dad. Do you speak to him most days?
Oh, I speak to him a little bit. Oh, I love him, mate. He's
I understand. How many times a week would you be in phone contact?
Oh, every couple of weeks, mate, yeah.
Do you still give you a bit of advice?
No, I don't really need any more of mature
advice. Do you just ring him up in case he forgets how good you were?
No, mate, not at all.
Wait, it's me, Del. Remember that game?
No, mate, I'm not that guy. I don't need to live in the past, mate. Yeah,
well, you have to live in the present and leave us right now, Wendell Saylor. Okay. Thanks for your efforts today. Good luck to Tristan and those Dragons.
Yeah,
good luck.
We'll be back. Thanks, Josh. You're good to work with you,
mate. We've still got an hour to go. Josh Reynolds sticks with us. Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's Lawyers. Protecting your future.